Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, we've sprung ahead and I couldn't be happier. I am finally in sync with the time zone. Oh, at last. I don't know, I was, to me now I'm getting up at a normal time. I was getting up too early. He's complaining about it. I love it. It's a good thing for me. Now I feel like I'm sleeping just right. That's what it's all about, isn't it? If you're listening, you might want to join the Blog Talk Radio, get a good username so I know who you are or what your event is, and if you join the chat room, I will promote you. Because that's how I roll. Yes, I do. And it's always nice to do that. We have a couple of upcoming events, too, going on. And I'll be talking about that soon as I multitask my way into the day. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. First one in the room gets the first promotion. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Betty Jo always has fascinating guests, and let me scroll down into my mailbox and see where I can find what she's got on this week, and I will tell you. Oh, tomorrow's show will be Stephen Simon and Uplifting Films. Legendary producer Stephen Simon, whose acclaimed movies include Somewhere in Time and What Dreams May Come, shares his picks of the most uplifting films of all time. All right, you want to check that out, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Let's jump start our morning, shall we, with a little Lucy Arnaz. I think so. Yeah, here we go. Get ready. Countdown for it, because it's coming. It's coming. Can you hear it? That's the beat of the day.
Ale, 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 ale.
Hay que llenar copas de amor. Para vivir hay que luchar. Un corazón para ganar. Como KIM es un partido cruel. Tienes que pelear por una estrella. Contigo es como no. La copa del amor. Para sobrevivir y luchar por ella. Luchar por ella. Luchar por ella.
Pensando lo que lo rió y que le hacemos babalú.
Dame 17 velas pa' ponerle un cruz y dame un cabo de tabaco, maye, jeje, y un rito de aguardiente y dame un poco de dinero, maye, jeje, pa' que me dé la suerte.
Tenga dinero.
was the wonderful Bria Skonberg. Go to YouTube or CD Baby anywhere. She is just brilliant. Love her. Speaking of music, hey, guess what? Boston's going to tour again. I love the band Boston. They're going to tour in 2014. Boston, Tom Schultz Band Boston will embark on a highly anticipated summer tour following the successful release of their latest album, Life, Love, and Hope. The tour will kick off on June 5th at the Seminole Hard Rock Live in Hollywood, Florida. Always a huge crowd pleaser. Check them out. You can go to their website as well, which I believe is www.boston.com. I'll double-check on that. And, yep, www.bandboston.com for more information. Okay? They do a lot of good work also. And every CD sold of Boston's greatest hits comes with a chance to win an Epiphone guitar signed by Tom Schultz. And the winner from each show will be announced later that night. Net proceeds of the guitar contest will be split between C. Shepherd Conservation Society and Shriners Hospitals for Children. Isn't that nice? Go Band Boston! All right, who do we have in the room? Oh, you guys are so sweet. We got you Chuck Skull, Bickerson's, the Bickerson's Chuck Skull. Always funny, you. We're bringing it back. We're keeping comedy alive. Chuck Skull, Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And also he's got Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio with Kat Vecchione. George Bettinger's in the house. George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. Facebook friend him. You can Facebook friend George on Facebook and then listen to his show Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. That's a little logo that I made up for them. George Bettinger, if you Facebook him, though, you'll know when the show is on and you could follow the chatty threads that they always have on there. George Bettinger, you could also get his CD on CD Baby. If you like nostalgia, you want to get a great gift for your folks, coming up holidays, that's one of them. Nice one for St. Patrick's Day, don't you think? George's CD on CD Baby. Yep, Cyanide's in the house all the way from across the ocean. One of our terrific listeners, Cyanide Marco Polo. Very cool guy. Very cool guy because he knows where to go to listen online while he's working and getting paid for it. You got to love a guy like that. You got to love a guy like that. The Steve Mendoza's in the house in the chat room. All right, Steve Mendoza, Jukebox Diners on Thursdays at 4 p.m. The Big Band Brunch is on Sunday at 11. Sorry about that, Steve. Always fascinating, and he's always cooking up something good there. I love some of his recipes, too. I found out so much about turkeys that I didn't know. Who knew? Who knew all that stuff you had to know? Okay, let's just keep it moving then. Okay, with how about a little Camille Theobald? Okay, with the on break.
Dear obnoxious breakdancing kids on the train. You're done. Your dance is over. Your music isn't on anymore. So why are you talking so loud? As if your conversation is a part of your show. No one wants to hear about how dumb your friend Tyrone is. Yo, Tyrone is so dumb. You know what he said to me the other day? This is what he said. He was like, yo, Jerry, hey, look at Shaniqua's ass. Look at Shaniqua's booty. Ain't it good? Annoying enough that we have to sit on this stupid L train in the middle of a tunnel. Well, dances kind of sucked, but you still got money. So the least you could do is let us sit in silence till we figure out who pulled the emergency brake. If I find out that it was one of you kids, I will passive-aggressively fantasize about slapping you all really hard. Look, you just made a guy leave this car because of how annoying you are right now. If I wasn't a pussy, I would have done the same, but I'm afraid of falling in between the tracks. So please, for the love of God, use your inside voices. Why didn't I get off the stop before? Why? I could have. It's the same amount of a walk. I could have gone off that stop, but I didn't get off it. Stupid L train. Love, Camille.
Camille Theobald, gotta love her, gotta love her. Okay, I'm feeling a bit goony right now, so let's have some goons.
There's somebody in. We must evacuate them at once.
Right, sir. I'll knock.
Lieutenant, I'll knock. I'm senior to you.
All right, sir.
Remember, I'm a guards officer.
Yes, sir.
Now, lift me up to the knocker.
Right. Hop! Knock away, sir.
A moment, only I can't hear what Miss Bannister is trying to tell. I wonder what they wanted.
Minnie? Yes, Henry?
What was it you were saying?
I said, somebody knocking at the door.
No, no, there isn't.
There was.
Yes, I know, but I stopped them.
What for?
Because I couldn't hear what you were saying. Nothing again. Good night. Knocking again, because my Aunt Bannister wishes to have words with me.
Oh, well, tell her I haven't got all night.
Minnie? He says that he hasn't got all night.
Who hasn't?
What is your name, sir?
Captain Siegel.
Captain Siegel.
I'm sorry, I've never heard of him.
She's sorry, she's never heard of him.
Listen, man alive, this is Michael.
Good night.
Good night.
they go. That just ends so abruptly. I hate when that happens. It just it's like, done. All right. Let's keep it moving.
I love New York. I really love New York. I mean, where else could you come from any other part of the universe and be given an opportunity to drive a cab? We don't even care if you speak English. Come on in. Here's your cab. Here's your map. Go. And you know what I really miss about the cabs? They used to have celebrities telling us to buckle up. Do you think in India they had celebrities telling them to buckle up?
Hello. This is Gandhi. Please wear your seatbelt peacefully and with little resistance. Hello, this is Buddha. Don't wear your seatbelt and come back as a fly.
Hello, this is a fly. Don't listen to Buddha. Don't listen to... Oh, no, not again.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Move in. Stop. The tour is about to begin. Manhattan is an Algonquin Indian word. It means, will that be cash or charge? We're walking, we're stopping. Manhattan is a city of cultures, active cultures and bacteria, so don't touch anything. We're walking, we're stopping, we're now facing the Hudson River. There is the Statue of Liberty. She stands 305 feet above sea level. In her right hand, she's clutching the torch of freedom. In her left, a Gucci knockoff bag. We're walking. Walk over him. He's okay. We're walking. We're stopping. We are now at Wall Street, facing Trinity Church. Burial ground for Captain Lawrence, Robert Fulton, and as pictured on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. Now might be a good time to point out, Tiping is not a town in China. We're walking. We're now on Wall Street, Federal Hall, the first capital of the United States. Across the street is the New York Stock Exchange, where last I saw my capital fall. We're walking. We're being mugged. We're getting mugged. We're bleeding. We're okay. Our last stop will be historical Greenwich Village, where we will visit the ever-popular St. Vincent's Emergency Room. Remember, we're New Yorkers. We don't judge. Just don't wear white after Labor Day. Everything else we let slide.
But wait, I don't want you to think that I went over there and embarrassed the county by what I was wearing. I looked very good. I got help from my friend Jane Tucker from New York City. She has a daughter 6'4", so she knows how to help tall people find some clothes. She came down here to go through my closet and Tuckerized me for pageant week. And she said, trying to line up all of my clothes, do you have a pashmina? I said, I don't think so. I've had all my shots. She said, no, Jeannie, a pashmina. You wear it when it's not too cold and not too hot. It's just something that you have on. I said, well, we wear little sweaters for that. She said, you need one. I'm going to send you a black one. Left brain said, don't let her do it. She's going to send something from New York City. There's no telling what this is going to cost. Well, the pashmina came. I just want to know my information. Y'all know what it is? It's a shawl. It is a shawl like our grandmother had. Left brain looked right at it. He said, name it a pashmina. Raise the price on a shawl. Send it from New York City. I said, stop going in circles. It's apparent you don't know the style in New York City. But when I put it on, it wasn't stylish like I had seen Jane. I just put it on. It was a shawl. Next time I was with her, I saw why. She doesn't just put it on. She puts it on. She swirls that pashmina and takes this side, tosses it over this shoulder, flips up her chin. She tosses it over this shoulder and flips up that chin. So I was standing in front of the mirror trying to do this. Left brain said, what are you doing? I said, you don't know the style in New York City. Leave me alone. But when I flipped it up here, it kept falling down. So I called Jane Tucker and I said, Jane, I think my pashmina needs a little snaps up here to keep it in place. She said, it doesn't need snaps. What you need is an attitude. When you toss, flip it over your shoulder, you stare at your shoulders. It wouldn't dare come off. So I swirled that thing and tossed, flipped, and then I stared him down, buddy. Left brain says it. I said, you don't know the style in New York City. I got a speech in New York City, and I called Jane Tucker, and I said, just make sure I'm in style in New York City. What do you think I ought to wear? She said, black, nothing but black. Did y'all know this in New York? Black. She said, it's a dirty city. I said, I've always heard that. I can't wait to hear about it. She said, no, people go to work, then they go to the theater, and they go to dinner. They keep on the clothes all day, cars riding by cabs, splashes stuff on. If you wear pale colors like you women do in the South, you'll be dirty by 3 o'clock. Wear black. Bring your black skirt, your black sweater, jewelry, your black slacks, and don't you forget that black pashmina. I had it all out. Jerry was packing his stuff. He said, what is all this black? I said, this is all I'm taking. He said, has somebody passed? Are we going to a funeral in New York City? I said, you don't know the style of New York City. You just get your clothes, but don't stand near me. The night before my speech, they had a reception in the hotel across the street. We were to go. I wore my black skirt, black sweater, jewelry, and we were leaving, and I said, wait a minute, let me get my black pashmina, because when we come back, it will be nippy. And we went over and went up that escalator to the mezzanine level. They had a big portrait of their keynote speaker, and I had on heels, which made me 6'4". Everybody knew who I was. And if there's one thing we do know how to do in the South, it's floating around the room. I went around meeting everybody. And after about an hour, I came back over to Left Brain, and I said, it's time for us to leave. Let's move over toward the escalator. And when we got up there to the top of it, I said, back it up. I'm going to put on my pashmina. And I swirled that thing around, and I tossed, flipped, and I stared it down, and it wouldn't have moved. And down the escalator we went. People came looking over. I gave them my pageant wave. Got to the bottom of the escalator. A woman came up and said, excuse me. Why do you have a pair of black slacks wrapped around your neck? I couldn't speak, but Left Brain could. He said, because it's a dirty city. She said, there's a zipper hanging down your back, wide open at the waistband here. I had taken that right leg and thrown it over here, the left leg and thrown it over there and stared them down. She says, it looks like a man or something was sitting on your shoulders and fell over and just slid out of the pants. I don't even remember leaving the hotel. The next thing I knew, we were out on the street and I was holding it on to the building. Left Brain was fanning me. I was about to pass myself. And I said, I just cannot believe this is happening. And right there, it's when I talk about accepting things you can't change and keeping a smile on your face. Because right there, he said, I thought it looked funny when you put it on. You saw that I had a pair of black slacks wrapped around my neck and a zipper standing wide open. And you didn't think anything was wrong. And that's where his Left Brain kicked in on it. He said, I did think something was wrong. I thought it should have been zipped. Well, it gets worse. Going across the sidewalk trying to get back to our hotel, I was muttering and mumbling and everything else. And I guess finally I said, I just can't believe you didn't say something. He said, I started to, honey, but as we both know, I don't know the style in New York City.
Jeannie Robinson. You gotta love her. Robertson. Anyway, she's very funny. Look her up on there. Speaking of funny.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! When is it, Kylie? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff! You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
George Bettinger on the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Go to Facebook and Facebook friend him, and you will find out and follow the thread. And here you could even request. I think he takes requests. Also, you can get a CD on CD Baby. Also in the house, the Steve Mendoza Show on Dream Stream Radio. Jukebox Diner is on Thursdays at 4 p.m., and Big Bad Brunch is on Sunday at 11 a.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Also in the chat room today, as I said, you can join the chat room, and I will promote you if you join the chat room and follow me on BTR Radio. Are you following me, Cyanide? Anyway, if you join the chat room, I will promote your event. And Betty Jo Tucker is in the house every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Betty Jo Tucker features an interesting array of special guests, giving their opinions on movies and what to see and what not to. This week will be Stephen Simon and uplifting films. Everybody likes an uplifting film. I know I do. So let's keep it moving right along. And Cyanide, are you waving? Are you going away, Cyanide? Don't go. Please don't go. I love Cyanide. He's really fun. And he listens to all of our stations while he's at work. You got to love a guy with that kind of commitment. Really. I mean, really love a guy like that. Anyway, let's keep it moving. I'm trying to think, what haven't I done for you in a while? How about some Katsumi? We haven't heard him. Okay, here we go. Katsumi Yoshihara. Thank you.
Friends, are you a snore at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Thank you, Steve Mendoza, from Jukebox Diner on Thursdays at 4 p.m. and the Big Band Brunch on Sundays at 11 a.m. Dream Stream Radio. George Bettinger, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dream Stream Radio, 4 p.m. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, always a joy with Betty Jo, and informative, too. She has great guests. And by the way, you can listen to any of the BTR radios in the archives, so just scan it. She's got a lot of celebrities on that show. You want to check them out. You can get George Bettinger's CD on CD Baby. You can get my CD, Color Me Crazy, on CD Baby. And now to promote my upcoming events. Oh, my show went great this weekend, by the way. Thank you for asking on Facebook. Thank you so much. Yes, it went very well. It would have been nice if before I got there, they told me that half the audience did not speak English. It's okay. I recovered and saved the evening with a hilarious array of funny songs, which they understood. Okay, March 16th, 7 p.m. You can see me at Sunday Night Improv, along with Tom Soder, Camille Theobald, Nancy Lombardo, Tom Carozza, Carl Tiederman, Peggy Gargetti, Ian Pryor, and George Francois on piano. And that's March 16th at 7 p.m. Hey, Steve, you can actually go and take the improv class for $10 and see the show for free. So it's like a double bonus. That's at Stand Up New York Labs. That's right next to Stand Up New York, 236 West 78th Street. It's only $10. You can go to www.sundaynightimprov.com to make your reservation. Anyway, I'll be improvising, and we know what that means. Insanity will pursue there, or ensue, or both. I don't know. You can also see me upcoming on, it's the 18th, March 18th at Comedy Variety Show, Connie Perry, Storytellers, Musicians, and Comics. That's me at Mimo's, 735 10th Avenue, New York City, between 50th and 49th. I'll be posting it on Facebook in case you forget, so don't worry about that. And thank you all, Cyanide especially. You're so nice, Cyanide. You're so supportive of the arts. You are. You just are. Carl with a K? Yes. Carl with a K. I don't know what that means. All right. we're out of time. How did that happen? But it's always fun to have you guys on board. Thank you for listening today, and I think we'll go out with a little me just scatting. Yeah, sounds good to me. Thank you all for listening. Remember, follow each other.
I won't stream. I'll be chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that walked living and spoke with a French accent. Now what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeled wrongly are lessons for the public good. Let's say you're at a party. And you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I'm enough false I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do Siberia. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.